The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Now we shift gears and we get to a man that can help us with the biggest story in sports right now. As it broke yesterday, instead of being adversaries and competitors, they are going to be collaborative with the news that the PGA Tour and the LIV Golf Tour will be joining forces. And there's no other man we will want to talk to get down to the bottom of this than our truest golf reporter, Brian Catron, who joins us via the Hobson Newsmaker line. BK, good morning. Thank you for joining us here in the locker room. How you doing this fine Wednesday morning?
I am excellent. Is that the Wii Golf?
We don't want Augusta calling if we play their music. You need your own.
I tell you, their par 3 ninth hole on that Wii Golf is just impossible.
It's impossible. You're right. BK. It's impossible, man. Goodness.
They need to work.
I hadn't hit the green yet.
I want to talk to the commissioner on Wii Golf.
I mean, that's what I really want to talk about. Let's talk about golf course design. What are they doing? These are games for kids.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm going to tell you, there was a par 3 at Sugarloaf the other day that was impossible as well. That green was humongous and narrow, and my team didn't hit any of them, Brian.
Well, I got to see Joe Hamilton threaten the course record. You know, and then he also threatened some of the neighbors who wouldn't let him go in their yard to get his golf ball. He threatened the UPS guy. He banked it off the truck.
That's a good round of golf. Well, BK, you're the perfect guy to talk to today with the news. One, it shocked everybody. It shocked the PGA Tour golfers. It shocked the TV executives. It shocked the sponsors. It shocked the fans. It shocked the world. This is not something that happened yesterday. They've been talking reportedly for 7 weeks. Give us where we are and what it means for the PGA Tour now to join forces with the LIV Golf Tour.
Yeah, well, hopefully it puts all of this behind us. You could put me on the list of people that were shocked just because you can't keep a secret nowadays. And we're talking about, you know, not only a secret deal, but a pretty big secret deal with lots of moving parts. And we don't have all of those moving parts yet. But what it does seem like is that the court cases between the two entities are over with. It seems like the animosity between the two entities is over with. And for golf fans, I think this is on the surface. For golf fans, this is a gigantic win because the two groups are going to start working together. And let's just go back to the very beginning really quickly. When the divide started, you know, you started bringing players to different sides and they weren't going to play for both. They really couldn't, which we can get into if you want. But Rory said, hey, this divide is not good for golf. And it had nothing to do with losing his friends or not having everybody in the same fields. He said, hey, if there's somebody willing to invest this much money into the game, we should be looking at them. We should be talking to them. And instead, they alienated them. And they had their reasons, but that's over with. So I saw yesterday as a gigantic dose of good news.
You're not wrong as far as golf fans. We're excited to have all the best back. One, what is this going to be called? Is it now just back to the PGA Tour? Are they going to come up with a new name for it?
That's a great question, John. I don't think we're going to see a change in the entity that is the PGA Tour other than everybody can come back and play again. Now, how are you going to get them back? What sort of penance are they going to have to pay? Did they lose all their status? They're going to have to answer all those questions. I mean, these guys that went over there took that money. You can't just let them back or you're just thumbing your nose at all the guys and fans and sponsors, everybody that stayed and show loyalty. So you got to find some logical path of reentry for them. But whatever they come back to, I think is still going to be called the PGA Tour. There's no reason to indicate anything other than that. It's still going to work like the PGA Tour, 72-hole events with cuts. They're talking about some events with no cuts. They were talking about that long before this. So same schedule you're used to, same tour stops. We're going to Pebble Beach. We're going to Riviera. We're doing all the same stuff we used to do. Is there going to be a team component besides that? Are they going to just play team events in the 4 months that the PGA Tour is not really playing anymore? After the Tour Championship, this is a big change. After the Tour Championship this year, they don't play another big time. They don't start the next season until January. They're going to spend the next 4 months during football season letting the guys that didn't keep their card vie for cards. You know, the big names don't have to play in the fall anymore. Everybody else is going to be playing for their job in the fall, and that has its own set of drama, and golf fans have always been entertained by that and always will be. But for the casual fan, hey, where's Tiger? Well, Tiger's going to play in January. You know, we'll see him in January. Now, you understand Tiger's a different story, but, you know, where's Jordan Spieth? Where's Justin Thomas? Well, we saw him at the Tour Championship, and then we'll see him again at the Tournament of Champions in January. Gives the players a break, gives the fans a break, gives those guys playing for their jobs a chance to play for their jobs without those guys in the field. And that's where we now have room to put some of the team stuff that Greg Norman was doing. And I don't know that they're going to do that, but there's room there.
Our Truist golf reporter, Brian Katrick, joining us via the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line.
BK, do you anticipate any pushback from the PGA Tour guys that did not take that money to go out there and, you know, the guaranteed money, the millions and millions of dollars that they could have gotten for whatever reason why they didn't go? Do you anticipate any pushback from any of the PGA Tour players?
Tons, yes. And that's actually what we saw yesterday, Joe. Just tons. And the Tour players, for the most part, are mad right now. They don't see the bigger picture because they haven't been shown the bigger picture. The bigger picture hopefully includes a lot more money and higher purses and a lot more stability and better TV rights and, you know, just list everything else. But they have not been shown that, and this deal got done without them being involved. Now, I understand why you got to do some of this deal without them being involved. They can't keep a secret. By 11:30 yesterday morning, an internal memo to the players was on the internet. You know, it's an internal memo, and it took like 6 minutes to get from the commissioner's office to Twitter. So we can't keep a secret. There's too many PGA Tour players. Imagine trying to tell, you know, the NFL players a secret. There's that, you know, there's about the same number, and then not have it get out. It's just going to get out. So they had to do it behind closed doors, which, by the way, is somewhat amazing that you could do this for 7 weeks, as home team mentioned, and keep this a secret. And not one person knew. And all of a sudden, the commissioner and the PIF guy show up on CNBC yesterday morning. And it's the first anybody's heard about it. That was quite a surprise, but it didn't sit well with the players. And if you just let Bryson come back and you don't punish him, you don't fine him, you don't do something that satisfies Rory and Justin Thomas and Jordan Spieth and all the guys that could have gotten more money than Bryson and didn't, if you don't satisfy those guys, then you're going to make a huge mistake. And you might actually have a full-on revolt here. But there's no reason to believe they're not going to do that. We just don't know what that's going to be just yet.
And to that point, I'm sorry, home team. To that point, BK, when you mentioned the NBA or even the NFL, there's a players union. And you mentioned some golfers there when you're talking about, you know, if you don't satisfy this person or that person. Is there anything that in golf that they can galvanize and call a meeting as of the players and go and, you know, do some things as far as make their voices heard?
Not really. No. We got close to having a players union, Joe, back in the 90s. The players, you'll keep hearing the term independent contractors. Well, financial advisors will also tell you they're not true independent contractors because they get retirement benefits. They got voting benefits. There's a lot of things that set them apart. But for the most part, for the rest of us, they operate like independent contractors because the roster of them turns over from 1 year to the next. So they don't have as much power as other groups in other sports do. That said, if Jordan Spieth says, I'm not playing until we resolve this, that's a mess. Then you're in the exact same mess that you were before. So they don't really truly have to unionize. If they want to, they can. They're talking about it. But a work stoppage on any level is still on the table, unionized or not. That's what the players have as their recourse. They only need the right five of them to do it. And, that would be an absolute disaster for the PGA Tour because then you're in the same boat you just were. You lost four or five stars. Well, that's why we did this other thing, was to stop that. So hopefully they can get around that.
Our Truist golf reporter, Brian Katrick, joining us via the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line, talking about the merger between the PGA Tour and the LIV Golf Tour. What is the future of Jay Monahan? Use morality, groupthink, threats against the players, fines, shame publicly, and now does a 180 and doesn't tell anybody about it. How can he continue as commissioner of whatever the new conglomerate is going to be? And what would be his standing with the players when he finally gets a chance to get in front of all of them?
A very good question. Why would he continue? Because he did a multi-billion dollar deal with nobody's help, without anybody knowing, satisfied every governing body, every fan, every television network, made the game better, and made both sides think they won. And he did it all by himself. That's why you would probably not fire him. It's the most amazing thing probably any commissioner of any sport has ever done, at least in a long time. So that's why you would probably keep him. That said, his job is in significant jeopardy. The players did not like not being consulted. They just didn't. I told you they really couldn't have. I'm not sure what, the straightest driver on tour thought he was going to contribute to this multi-billion dollar business deal. As far as Jay's comments, the strongest thing Jay Monahan ever said out loud was, you never had to apologize for being a PGA Tour player. And that was on purpose, because Jay knew that lots of his sponsors did business with Saudi Arabia. So all the shaming that you talked about, that happened, but it didn't come from the commissioner, and it didn't come from any PGA Tour employee. It came from the periphery, wherever that was. Sometimes it was a player. Sometimes it was a media member. Lots of times it was a group discussion just like this. Jay was just fine with you thinking it. He didn't jump in and say no, 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 but he didn't say anything worse than you'd never had to apologize for being a PGA Tour player, and even that has to be walked back now. And the reason why he did that was because we got Coca-Cola. Well, they sell drinks over there, I'm pretty sure. You got FedEx. They're shipping packages over there. I'm at the BMW Charity Pro-Am this week in Greenville. Pretty sure they're selling BMWs over there. If you throw that group under the bus, you're throwing all your sponsors under the bus, and it wasn't going to take anybody any time to figure that out. And he never did that, despite being accused of it right now.
I'm fascinated. There were some interesting things that changed with LIV Golf. Shorter, 54 holes instead of 72. The ability to wear shorts, more of a party atmosphere at some of the courses. Will any of that be implemented? And maybe the main one is the guaranteed money to these players. I know a lot of the guys on the tour have been fighting for more money and more, more money in the purse. Will we see some guaranteed contracts handed out?
I doubt it, but you are seeing some guaranteed money. What the PGA Tour already announced, and most folks missed it because we haven't started doing it yet, we are doing designated events, and the designated events are $20 million purses. The LIV events were $25 million. So the tour basically went back to the coffers and said, we need everything we got. They emptied the closet for this season with, it's 14 $20 million purses. And the players, by the way, are wondering where all that money came from. And those are some of the reasons why, it's another decision that the commissioner and the board made without all of the players being involved, because that money is then top loaded. And so the rank and file players are saying, where's ours? Well, LIV Golf became a threat because they took the superstars, not because they took number 150 on the money list. But number 150 on the money list is upset, and there's a lot more players in that category than there are in superstar categories. So it's a tough job for anybody making adjustments. But what the tour has announced for next year already, way before this, was another list of this. I think it's going to be 12 next year, $20 million events, and some of them are going to be no-cut events. But we're talking about 78 players, not 48 players. We're talking about 78 to 85 players showing up, no cuts, similar to what we used to have with the World Golf Championships, and we had four of those. So all of the new ideas are old ideas, and everything old is new again. To the point of, hey, Jordan Spieth just signed for this year, he's going to get $100 million. No, we're not going to quite get there, But if you're in the top 70, you're going to get to play in 12 events that have $20 million purses and no cuts. That equates to a dollar value. That's pretty good. And that's kind of what fans want to see, too. I mean, you don't want anybody to go broke, but you don't want them to sit around and get rich for doing nothing. That's never been how golf is. So we'll see what changes. That is a major discussion point, though, John, and I wonder how much we're going to move on that.
Fantastic information. Always the right guy to go to. We appreciate your time today, BK, and we'll just see how these things shake out, as there are a lot of questions that people want answered, and we'll see how it reshapes or changes the world of golf forever. We thank you for your time, brother.
Now go work on that par three.
If you get the right wind, do you go to the way left on that par five over to that tiny landing area?
I turn to the side and just crank it all the way and use the wind.
That's what you should do. I agree. I love that, home team.
There he is, our Truist golf reporter, Brian Catrick, joining us here in the locker room on the Fan 680. 93.7 FM.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save. And save and win.
When you buy a used car, don't be taken for a ride. Get Ford Blue Advantage certified at Wade Ford, Atlanta's headquarters for factory-certified pre-owned vehicles. Go to wadeford.com. There you'll find a great selection of Ford Blue Advantage certified used cars, trucks, and SUVs. With Blue certified, nearly all makes and all models are in stock now. You'll find something perfect for just about any budget. Buy with confidence at the Wade Ford factory-certified used car outlet at wadeford.com. Wade Ford. We are Atlanta's Ford dealer.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.